And we're back to Mackin' with Miles. So, as you know, it's voting season. It's time to vote. You know, if you're here in New York, you know that they have, you know, early voting in certain locations. I think we just stopped doing early voting yesterday here in New York, you know. And now the actual election day is coming up. And, oh, man, it's about to be something. Now, you guys know, I'm not the best political analyst. I'm not, you know, I don't have a side, you know. I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. I'm not left. I'm not right, you know. I'm not a communist, but I'm not a socialist. I'm not either or, you know. I'm just having my political awakening and just figuring it out. I mean, I say I'm having my political awakening now, but that's honestly not the truth. If you really look back at me as a kid at like 15 years old, I was heavy into Malcolm X, so I technically had a political awakening years ago. This is just a new level of political awakening, you know. But, you know, people, it is very important that you vote. It is your right to vote. There are a lot of people saying, oh, there's no point of voting. You know, nothing changed when we vote. Oh, they're just using us. Oh, you know, what's the point of voting if they're not going to give us any tangibles? Which I agree. You know, we need things. You know, we should vote for the people that will give us the things that we want. And, you know, politicians lie. They promise stuff all the time, and then, you know, a lot of times we don't get what we want. But it doesn't mean you can't try, you know. Now, I can't tell you who to vote for because that's not my place. But it is important that you do vote, you know. So take the opportunity, take it serious, you know. Don't be like, remember that Eddie Murphy joke, It's Delirious, where like some guys just vote just for like, not even for fun, just as a goof, like, let's just go vote for Kanye West, you know. And then we wake up on Wednesday, Kanye West is president because enough people vote his name in. Who knows, you know? I'm not gonna lie, I would enjoy seeing Kanye as president, but you know, America ain't ready for that yet, you know. But anywho, you know, it's your God-given right, your American right to vote. So make sure you take the opportunity to vote because, you know, who knows what's going to happen next? Who really knows? You know, I'm doing one thing in the city. They're locking stuff down. They are boarding things up. They're like, yo, things may get bad, so we need extra security in case Trump wins. Like, not even if he loses. If he wins, we need to prepare for some shit to go down. You know, so like, okay, what are they expecting? What are they planning? You know, let's everybody be vigilant, be prepared. It's gonna, this week is gonna be something else. People are like, oh, things are gonna change after election day. Like, yeah, I do know that it takes a while for them to actually get the ballot together and actually count on the votes. And it's not gonna end after election day, because that was the case that we, you know, do you remember the whole Al Gore and Bill and Bush situation? That didn't end overnight, you know, like. They were like, oh, we got to count Florida. And they, you know, it's just like, it's not going to end by election day, guys. So just brace yourself. Take a deep breath. This, we live for a long ride. No, we just in November. 2020 ain't over yet. You know, we're reaching the grand finale of 2020. So be prepared. So this week I got to see the new trailer to the Saved by the Bell reboot. And it's so nostalgia filled. I'm just like, I'm with it. I ain't with it all the way. I'm down. Let's see what's going on. And I noticed, you know, there was a few people that wasn't in the trailer from the original series. And then, oh, like, maybe a few days later, I see a picture from Entertainment Weekly. They're like, hey, look, Lisa Turtle's back. And I'm like, yeah, I knew that Lisa was missing. She ain't want to be black. I don't care. Not Lisa, the character, but the Lark Voorhees, the girl who played the character. You know, she denied being black. But I'm like, how you gonna deny being black, girl? You black as day. Stop it. We see you black. Stop it. Put some color back in your skin, you know, because she'll be white herself up and whatnot. But they said she had a mental illness. She had a breakdown, this and that. But they said she's fine now. You know, she was fine back in the day. Now she just look all types of crazy. But, you know, I hope our sister's out there doing better. I'm glad that they brought her back to this show. You know, I don't know if they gave her a full role or they just squeezed her in one of the episodes. But, you know, it's nice to see that they're trying to get the gang all back together. But make sure y'all bring back Screech, too. If that's the case, you're going to bring her crazy ass. Y'all might as well bring Screech. Now, granted, I know Screech probably stabbed somebody in a bar. But still, I'm just saying. You know, Screech had the shit out of the stick from not just the character, but the actor who's on that set. So, you know, look out for Dustin, y'all. Look out for that man, you know. I don't know about Lisa Turtle here, because, you know, she didn't want to be black. So it was like, all right, you're not my problem, lady. Yeah, anybody who don't want to be black or don't acknowledge black issues or be, you know, all that stuff. I'm, like, this week when people were surprised that Lil Wayne endorsed Trump. And I'm like, Lil Wayne won't even acknowledge Black Lives Matters. You know, that don't matter to him. That's outside of his world. He believes racism don't exist because it's white people at his concerts. So I'm like, okay. All right, I'm not surprised that this man endorsed Trump. A lot of rappers endorsing Trump. You know, 50 endorsed Trump at one point, but then he took it back with his white woman with some of his coochie at him. Oh, hold up now, I got my white booty back, y'all. Fuck Trump. You know, Lil Pump also endorsed Trump. You know, we all know Kanye West did a couple years ago. So, you know, it's an interesting time to be alive, people. It's a very interesting time to be alive. Am I surprised? Not at all. Not at all. You know, Trump is for the rich, you know, but like I said, you know, I don't trust any politician, but we're not here to talk about politics right now. We're just talking, just facts, just talking of facts. But I am happy to see Saved by the Bell come back on, and I can't wait to watch it. So, I noticed that Taylor is Free is trending today on social media. So I'm like, Taylor is Free? Did Taylor Swift get locked up? No, she didn't get locked up. Her fans were celebrating that she, as a musician, she's free to re-record her original music. You know, last year she got to a left. She wrote like this crazy statement, not crazy, but it was, you know, legit. But you know, she was just saying that that Scooter Braun and Scott Bruchetta blocked her from using and performing her own songs since the pair were involved in the sale and purchase of her back catalog. You know, Bruchetta is the founder of Swift's former label, Big Machine, who sold her catalog to Scott Braun's character. I don't know what this means. Scooter Braun's company as part of a $300 million deal, which included the ownership of her first six records from her 2006 self-titled debut album all the way down to 2017's Reputation album. You know, so Swift was, you know, accusing the guys of like manipulating, bullying. You know, she would say she was sad and grossed out that she, you know, that she didn't get to control her masters. You know, that, you know, they did everything they can to keep her from getting her masters and everything like that. You know, it's crazy. 2020, we're hearing a lot of this. You know, back in the day, you rarely hear. No, well, I want to say rarely, because yeah, Prince definitely letting people know that he would have an issue with his masters. But you know, it's like, it's way more vocal now, where a lot of artists are coming out like, yo, I want my masters, whether it's Kanye West all the way down to Taylor Swift. You know, and you know, when she was asked if she was going to be recording all her albums, you know, she's like, she was really excited about doing that, you know, because her contract states that starting November 2020, you know, she can record albums 1 through 5 all over again, you know. So people were excited, like, yes, you know, these albums could actually be recorded and owned by Taylor Swift, you know. So I think that's pretty cool, you know. I'm waiting for all the other artists to be able to do the exact same thing, you know. It's not easy to be able to do such a thing. You know, now, it's not like you can just go ahead and be like, yeah, I want a master back, and the label is going to give it to you. This stuff costs money, you know, especially if they threw money at it. You know, they want a return on their investment, you know. But, you know, if you're an artist and you're just coming in the game and you have some leverage, you have an audience, you know, you have paying subscribers, you know, that's really into you, whatever. Don't give away your masters so quick. You know, read those paperworks, read the contract, and, you know, leverage your deal. So I see the movie landscape is still changing a lot because the movie theaters aren't really open everywhere. I've been to the movies lately, you know, only once. I'm trying to see what it looks like now after COVID. And it's definitely different. Definitely quieter. Less, well, not quiet because the movies are still loud. But quieter, that there's less people there. You know, I went like 2 weeks ago, and it was definitely at 40% capacity, you know, not a lot of people, not a lot of staff, you know. The movie theaters are gonna change, you know, and that's why you see a lot of studios are changing with the times, you know. You see Disney releasing a movie straight to Disney Plus now, you know, not all of it, but, you know, a couple of stuff that they feel like you figured that, yeah, that's a write-off, you know. Netflix and Apple are trying to get a new James Bond movie, and MGM, and I'm like, oh, nah, y'all gotta at least come with like 600 mil if you want James Bond. You know, speaking of James Bond, rest in peace to Sean Connery. He died yesterday morning. It was announced that he died yesterday morning. I have no clue when Sean Connery died. You know, I was wondering if this man was still alive. So, you know, shout out to Sean Connery, the original OG James Bond, you know. So, it's an interesting time because I'm watching all these other movies, you know, being set up, you know, like Michael Bay directed a movie during pandemic. And people are just like, that's just in poor taste because it takes place in the future where there's COVID-23 and it's like, Jesus, can we get through COVID-19 first? You know? And that's just, I think the sign to come. Oh man, brace yourselves, guys. Brace yourselves. We ain't a long brother here. It's from a long haul. But you know, there's still people getting deals. People are still making plans for productions. It's like, okay, I wonder how things are gonna work. Cause even movies like Jurassic Park that they're shooting out, and Batman, the new one that they're shooting right now, people are having issues of just like, you know, they're like, oh shit, someone got COVID. Time to shut down production again. Like, it's been happening. It has been happening. So it is interesting to see what is gonna come next. You know, I'm seeing that Jordan Peele is about to produce the remake of The People Under the Stairs, which I love the original movie from Wes Craven. So I'm like, okay. I wonder where this movie gonna come out. Is this gonna come out in theaters, or is this gonna go straight to Peacock or something? Like, how is this gonna work? You know, like, how? I just don't. You know, Coming to America 2 is coming out next month in theaters. Nope, now it's showing up on Amazon Prime. You know, they saved it with Borat. Borat 2 just showed up on Amazon Prime. You know, so a lot of these movies that's gonna be made for theaters are no longer gonna be going to theaters. So it's like, okay, if this is the state of things to come. This is how things are going to go from now on. Am I going to have to stream every new movie? Because right now, in the movie theater, there's nothing but old stuff in there, you know. Unless you feel like watching some old stuff, you know, it's rare you're going to find a new movie to watch in theaters right now. And everything that's coming out online, I guarantee, if you thought we had nothing but remakes and reboots now, it's going to get worse if everything is streaming, because they're going to want to make sure that people know the property that they're advertising so people can tune in. So, like, you know, we're going to keep seeing reboots and remakes, and it's just like, I just found out that they're doing a sequel to Hocus Pocus. Disney is going to do a Hocus Pocus sequel, so you already know where things are going to go. I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm not. Not just for Hocus Pocus, but just in general the landscape of entertainment and film right now. It's going to be interesting as an entertainer to see where things are going to go. All right, y'all, that was this episode of Man Going Miles. Hey, guys, remember, go vote. This is your opportunity to try to make a difference. You know, some people will tell you it doesn't make a difference. You never know unless you try. Until next time, much love, God bless, two pieces of chicken grease. I'll see you later.